Good morning.
早晨好。
This morning has been a test of who is less sick.
今天早晨的那个测试就是看谁那个病得更轻一些。
Ms. Schwartz was scheduled to speak, but she is worse than me.
本来是妈咪要讲到，但是她比我病得更重。
So we are just kind of working our way down the sick list.
所以我们就看那个谁病得轻一点，谁就来讲到。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们一起用祷告开始。
Dear God, we ask this morning that you would speak through us.
主啊，今天早晨我们求你借着我们来讲话。
Help us to hear your word.
帮助我们能听到你的声音。
And help us to apply it in our lives.
帮助我们把听到的运用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
A few years ago, I was doing research at a library in England for a writing project.
几年以前呢，我在英国的一个图书馆，在那边做研究，就因为我一个写作有一个项目。
And near the library, I could see this beautiful 19th century church building.
在那个图书馆附近，我可以看到一个19世纪的很美的教堂建筑。
I love old churches, so one afternoon I walked over there.
我很喜欢老的教堂，所以我只要有机会进到那个教堂的建筑，我就想去看看。
Beautiful architecture outside.
然后我就进去了，外边有很美的这个建那个艺术塑像雕品。
Stained glass windows.
然后是彩绘玻璃。
The sign said Didsbury Methodist Church.
然后那边写的是一个殉道会什么教会。
Built in 1820.
1820年建造的。
I walked in the church.
然后我走到这个教会里面。
And the first thing I saw was a life-sized plastic cow.
然后第一眼进入到我眼中的就是一个像真牛那么大小的一个塑料的牛。
I'm standing there looking at this cow.
然后我就站在那儿看着这头牛。
Lady comes out and she says, "Can I help you?"
有一位女士就进来说，我可以帮你吗
？And I said, "Well, the first thing is, can you tell me, please, why does your church have a cow in front?"
我就说，可不可以请你告诉我，为什么教会的这个进门处有一头牛呢
？And she started to laugh and she said, "Oh, this isn't a church anymore."
她就开始笑，她说这个不再是教会。
The church ran out of money.
她说这个教会没钱了。
So they sold their building to us. We're an insurance company.
我们是一家保险公司，这个教会就把这个教堂卖给我们了。
And the cow is our mascot.
他说那个牛呢是我们的吉祥物。
That day I learned that a church is not a building.
所以那天我就知道说教堂不是教会。
Israel forgot about this.
但是以色列却忘记了这一点。
They put their faith in a building.
他们把他们的信心建立在一个建筑物上。
Jerusalem is under attack.
现在耶路撒冷在被攻城。
The Babylonians have surrounded the city.
整个这个巴比伦人就是围绕的耶路撒冷。
But inside the city, the people believe as long as they stay near the temple, God has to protect them.
但是城里的人觉得说，只要他们离圣殿很近，神就一定要保护他们。
Regardless of their sin.
不管他们犯了什么罪。
We have a church building. We have a temple.
我们有这个教堂，我们有圣殿。
The prophet Jeremiah says this.
耶利米是这样说的。
Do not trust in deceptive words.
你们不要依靠虚谎的话。
Do not say this is the temple of the Lord.
说这是耶和华的殿。
Instead,
相反的。
If you truly change your ways, then.
你们若实在改正动作行为，我就使你们在这地方仍然居住。
God said, "Don't trust in a building."
神说，你不要去信任这个建筑物。
Live as the people of God.
而是就像神的百姓那样来生活。
Because the church is more than a building.
因为教会不单单是一座教堂。
The building's important.
当然呢，这个教堂是很重要的。
It's a place we gather together to hear God's word preached.
我们在教堂里，我们大家聚集在一起，听神的话被宣讲。
It's a place to worship together, to sing together.
我们在这里一起敬拜，一起唱诗赞美神。
A place to share our burdens.
我们彼此分享彼此的重担。
But the building is not the church.
但是教堂却不是教会。
I found out that all through England, there are church buildings that have been sold and used now as office buildings.
在整个英国，我都发现很多教堂被卖作为办公用品、用场所。
The building is there, but there's no church.
但是教堂还在那里，但是却没不再有教会。
In France, there's many churches that no longer have regular services.
在法国有很多教堂，他们不再有这个崇拜。
Or if they have services, there's more tourists who come than members.
就算他们有这个崇拜的话，来的更多的是游客，而不是会员。
Beautiful buildings.
是非常美的建筑。
Pipe organs, stained glass.
是那个管风琴，有这个彩绘玻璃。
But no church.
但是却不再有教会。
There's a building.
那边那个教堂还在那里，有这个建筑物，却不是教会。
You might say, well, if the church is not the building,
你说如果教堂不是教会的话，
then maybe it's the leadership that makes it a church.
也许是这个教会的这些领袖人物组成了教会。
Pastor,
牧师
elders,
长老
deacons,
执事
that's what makes a church.
那些人就组成了教会。
And again, these are important.
再一次，这个是很重要。
But the leadership is not the church.
但是这个教会的这个带领的人却不是教会。
Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus.
保罗对写信给以弗所的教会说。
He told them why God has appointed leaders in the church.
他就是讲明了为什么神要指定这个教会的领袖人物。
Ephesians 4, verse 11, he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers to equip the saints.For the work of ministry.
保罗说他所赐的有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体。
For building up the body of Christ.
目的是要建立基督的身体。
Sometime we'll talk about this, not today.
我们以后会讲这个话题。
But the job of the ministry, the job of the work of the church,
这个教堂教会里边这个服侍的人的他的工作是做什么呢
？The work of visiting.
这些领袖的他们的工作是要做什么呢
？The work of inviting other people, evangelizing.
或者说是传福音的这些人是做什么
？The work of discipling new believers.
就是说这个传福音的工作，训练门徒的工作。
The work of All the things that go into the church.
这个教会里所有进行的这些活动。
That is not the job of Pastor She.
这些所有的工作不是说都是许牧师一个人的。
Fortunately, it's not my job because I can't speak Chinese.
也不都是我的工作，不幸的是我不能讲中文。
And it's not even the job of the elders and deacons.
也不是说是长老和执事的工作。
Paul says their job.
保罗说他们的工作是什么呢
？Is to train and equip you to do the work of ministry.
他们是训练你，装备你，让你们去做这些工作。
And I say that after we take the offering, so you don't say, "Well, that's what we're paying them for."
我这样说是在我们奉献完之后，这样你们不会说哦，我们这个奉献就是我奉献给这些钱就是让你们去做这个的。
But Paul says no.
保罗说不是这样的。
The leaders are not the church.
这个教会的领袖不是教会。
They are the ones that God has called to prepare you to do the work of service.
他们是神呼召出来来装备你们去做这些工作的。
They are the ones who are to build you up.
他们是要建立基督身体的。
But they are not the church.
但是他们却不是教会。
So the building is not the church.
所以教堂不是教会。
The leaders are not the church.
这个教会的领袖也不是教会。
Who is the church?
那谁是教会呢
？You are the church.
你就是教会。
Acts chapter 2. Those who accepted Peter's message were baptized, and 3,000 were added to their number that day.
使徒行传二章四十一节讲到，领受他话的彼得话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3,000人。
They were the church.
那些三千人新受洗的就是教会。
First Corinthians 1, to the church of God in Corinth, those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy.
哥林多前书一章二节，写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
They are the church.
他们是教会。
Ephesians 1 to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. They are the church.
以弗所书一章一节，在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督里有忠心的人，他们就是教会。
God's church is made up of everyone who has been called out by Him.
神的教会是每一个被从这个世界上呼召出来归属于神的人。
Those who belong to Christ.
那些属于基督的。
And who are being formed in His image.
然后是照着神的儿子的形象所塑造的。
This morning I want to talk about what a church is supposed to look like.
我今天早上想谈一谈教会应该是看的是怎么样的。
All of us who have been called out.
我们所有这些被呼召出来的。
All of us who have been made a part of this local church.
我们所有是在这个教会中的一员。
What are we supposed to look like?
我们应该看的是怎么样的呢？
When someone sees our church,
当有人看到我们教会的时候，
what should they see?
他们应该看到什么呢？
Ephesians chapter 4,
以弗所书四章十一节。
I would like for you to read, please, verses 11 through 16.
如果有可，请大家翻到以弗所四章十一节到十六节，我们大家一起来读。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按其职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
We could spend a month on these six verses.
我们可以花一个月的时间来学习这六节。
I'm not going to try to cover everything in these.
我今天早晨不会说想要把每一
个
观点都讲。
But I want to see just a few characteristics of a church that Paul points to.
我就想说保罗所指出来教会的几个特点。
Because I hope that our goal as members of Palm Beach Chinese Chapel.
作为棕榈滩华人教会的一员，那我的目标是。
Is to be the kind of church that Paul says we're supposed to be.
就是成为保罗所描述的那种所希望成为的那种教会。
And I should start by saying he is writing to a local church.
首先我要讲的是保罗是写给一个地方教会。
We sometimes kind of excuse ourselves and say, well, the church is the whole body of Christ around the world.
有的时候我们给自己找借口说，哦，教会就是这个整个普世教会。
And that is true.
那是对的。
But most of the time in the New Testament, when Paul talks about a church, he is talking about a specific group of people.
但是在新约中，保罗写信的时候呢，他讲到的教会都是指特定的一群人。
He is saying your local body of believers is supposed to be like this.
他就说你们当地的这个教会这个肢体应该是像这样子的。
And so this morning I want us to just hold a mirror up.
所以我好像今天早上举一个镜子。
Now I always try to avoid doing that. It's very discouraging when I hold a mirror up.
每次我是不喜欢照镜子，照镜子总是让我很沮丧。
I usually just close my eyes.
所以照镜子的时候我都闭上眼睛。
But this morning I want you to open your eyes and hold the mirror up.
所以今天早晨呢，我希望你能打开你的眼睛，
and
举起来这个镜子。
Is this our church?
你就来看一看，说我们教会是这样子的吗？
And if God shows me something that my church needs to grow in,
如果神向我显示说我的教会需要在哪方面来成长，
what do I do about it?
那我应该做什么？
What is my role?
那我的这个区中的所扮演的角色是什么？
The first thing I want you to see is that Paul says a true church is to be a maturing church.
保罗说第一点，一个真正的教会是一个成熟的教会。
Verse 12, building up the body of Christ, growing up.
建立基督的身体要成长。
Paul says the work of the pastors, the work of the leaders is to build up the church, to help them to mature.
保罗说这个牧师和带领的人的工作呢，就是要建造圣徒，让他们能够成长。
Paul wrote to the church at Corinth.
保罗给哥林多的教会说。
And he had a complaint.
他这个说的有点在抱怨他们。
He said, I fed you with milk.
他说我用奶喂你们。
Not with solid food.
没有用饭喂你们。
Because you were not ready for it.
因为你还不能吃。
What is Paul's complaint about this church?
保罗对这个教会不满的是什么呢？
He says you're not growing up.
因为你没有成长。
You're not becoming mature.
你没有变得更成熟。
There's division in the church.
在教会里有结党。
There's open sin in the church.
在这个教会里有公开的犯罪。
They are not growing in the image of Christ.
他们没有在基督的形象上成长。
The church was made up of babies.
那个教会里充满了属灵的婴孩。
Now, you know, when a little baby spills her food on the floor,
当一个小婴孩他不小心把那个食物撒在地上的时候
it's kind of cute.
你觉得很可爱。
You know, we laugh, we smile.
然后我们就笑一笑说那个就是小孩嘛。
But at 10 years old,
但如果一个十岁的孩子
when your son or daughter spills their food on the floor on purpose at 10, it's not very cute.
当你的孩子十岁了还故意把东西撒在地上的时候那个就不再可爱了。
And people, after a while, we're going to have lunch in the...
再过一会儿中午的时候我们会一起吃饭。
And if you are 30 or 40 or 50 years old,
如果你已经三十、四十、五十岁了
and you don't like your lunch,
你不喜欢你吃的东西
and
你不喜欢午餐
you throw it on the floor,
你就把你那个午餐就扔在地上
it won't be cute,
那就不再可爱了
it will be obnoxious,
那就是真是很令人讨厌了
right?
对不对
and Paul says,
保罗说
Don't be spiritual baby.
不要再继续做属灵的婴孩。
Grow up.
长大。
Allow God to mold you into what He wants you to be.
让神塑造你成为你可以成为他让你成为的样子。
Now Paul says, here's the pastor's role in that.
保罗在这里解释牧师的角色是什么。
To guide that growth, to inspire that growth.
牧师的角色就是激发鼓励这个成长。
But we can't leave that to the pastor.
但是你不能把责任都推到牧师身
上。All of us have a role in growth.
我们每个人在成长上都有自己要做的。
Maturing requires our participation.
这个成熟需要我们的主动参与。
Some people have this picture of spiritual growth.
有些人对这个属灵的成长是这么想象的，是这么认为的。
I'll just sit here.
我就坐在那儿。
And if God wants me to grow as a Christian, He will make it happen.
如果神要让我作为基督让我成长，那他就会让我成长。
My part is passive. I just sit.
然后我就是很消极的坐在那里。
Listen to what Paul says.
听听保罗是怎么讲的。
Forgetting what lies behind.
忘记背后。
And straining forward to what lies ahead.
努力面前的。
Straining, pushing.
他说努力争取面前的。
This is not something passive.
这个不是一个很消极被动的词语。
Paul says, I am straining, I am working to grow in maturity as a believer.
保罗说我是努力我是向着那个成为如何成熟努力在这方面工作。
1 Timothy 4,He says, train yourself for godliness.
提摩太前书四章七节说在敬虔上操练自己。
That is an athletic term.
那个操练是一个体育上的运动用语。
It is the discipline of someone who gets up every morning and runs for miles.
这是一个自律的人比如每天早上起来跑一两迈。
They lift weights.
他们就举重。
They don't eat certain foods.
他们有些东西他食物他们不吃。
They do all of this because they are training themselves to win a race.
他们这样做是为了他们训练自己是为了要赢一场比赛。
No runner at the Olympics.
在奥林匹克运动会上没有一个赛跑员
运动员 comes to the starting line.
他们跑到那个要比赛的时候他们跑到这个起跑线。
And says, now God, I am a Christian.
他们对神说哦神那我是基督徒。
And I want to win this race for your glory.
我想要为了你的荣耀赢这场比赛。
So I am going to stand here.
然后我就站在这个起跑线上。
And if you want me to win, you pick me up and carry me to the other side.
如果你想让我赢的话，你就把我抱起来，然后把我抱到终点线那儿。
I promise you that person will not win the race.
我向你保证，这个人肯定是不会赢比赛的。
That runner.
那个运动员。
Trains, they discipline themselves, they work, they strain.
他们训练自己，他们自律，他们要努力。
Paul says, "Don't be passive."
保罗说，你不要就是这么消极的坐着等。
In your striving for spiritual growth,
当你努力的要去寻，要让自己能够在属灵上成长。
Discipline yourself.
要自律，要操练你自己。
Now, I should balance that by saying some people's picture of spiritual growth.
那我要均衡的另外一点就是说，有的人对属灵的成长是这样的。
Is not about being passive, but it's about performance.
他们不是说就是消极被动的坐着，而是在于他们的表现和业绩。
They say, "Okay, I want to be more spiritual. I want to be more like Christ."
他说，哦，我想要更属灵，我想要更像基督。
So I'm going to read the Bible 2 hours a day.
所以我每天要读两小时的圣经。
I'm going to pray 2 hours a day.
然后我要祷告两小时。
I'm going to fast 3 days.
然后一星期禁食三次。
And God has to make me mature.
我这样的话，神你一定会让我属灵的。
And so Paul responds to this.
然后保罗是这样说的。
For this I toil.
我也为此劳苦。
Struggling with all His energy that He works within me.
照着他在我里边运行了大能，尽心竭力。
Colossians 1, do you hear that? Struggling with His energy.
你看到了吗？他在这里说是照着他在我里边运行了大能，尽心竭力。
Paul says, yes, I am straining.
是保罗说，我是的，我在努力，
yes,
我在尽心竭力，是我在征战。
But I am working with the energy that God works in me.
但是我尽心竭力是照着神在我里边所运行的大能来努力的。
We grow, we mature as Christians.
我们作为基督徒能够成长，能够成熟。
As we work with God.
是在于我们跟神合作，跟神同行。
Using the grace that He gives.
用神所给我们的恩典。
To help us to grow more and more.
来帮助我们能够越来越像他。
We don't grow as Christians by saying, God, make me mature when you're ready.
我们说不能说哦，神啊，你想让我成长就等着你准备好让我成长吧。那个时候你永远不会成长。
And we don't grow as Christians by saying, God, here's my checklist of all the things I did.
你也不知道神面前说，神啊，你看这是我做的所有的工作。
But we grow.As we work with the power that God has put in us to grow more and more like Him.
当我们靠着神给我们的恩典来与他同工时，我们就会越来越像他。
I preached a few months ago here from 2 Corinthians as Moses' face is changed as he's in the presence of God.
几个月前我讲到，就是摩西在神的面前，待了很长时间，所以他的脸就发光。
Paul says that each time Moses came down from the mountain, his face glowed with the reflection of God's glory.
保罗说每次摩西下山的时候，他的脸就因为见神的荣光而发光。
And Paul says that God is doing the same thing in the life of his children.
保罗说神在他的儿女中做同样的事。
He says that each of us, as we see the glory of God, are being transformed into the image of God.
保罗说当我们每个人我们看见主的荣光的时候我们就变成主的形状。
Last week I was reading that story again.
上个星期我又在读这段故事。
Moses sees God.
摩西看到神。
And his face is changed.
他的整个荣光就他的脸就变了他的脸上的。
Now it is God's glory that changes him.
是神的荣光改变了他。
But did Moses have a part in this?
但是摩西在这其中有没有什么要做的呢
？Was there anything Moses had to do？
摩西是有什么要做的吗
？Act like it's a class instead of a sermon. You can answer.
我以为你们这是像上课一样，所以问你们问题。
What did Moses have to do？
摩西必须要做什么才能得到神的荣光，让神的荣光改变他
？Yeah, he had to walk up the mountain.
他必须要走到那个西奈山上。
He goes up the mountain.
他要走到那个西奈山上，爬到山上。
He enters the presence of God.
他进入了神的同在荣光之中。
And his face is transformed.
然后他的脸面就被改变。
Moses did something.
摩西还是做了一些事情。
He put himself in the place where God was.
他把自己放在了能与神同在的地方。
You see, as Christians, that's what we do.
作为基督徒，那就是我们要做的。
Some people call it the means of grace, putting ourselves in the place to receive God's grace and favor.
有些就把这称为是得恩典的途径，就是说把我们自己放在一个容易接受神恩典的位置。
When we do that, we're not earning God's.
当我们这样做的时候，我们不是在好像在赚得神的恩惠。
But we are saying, God.
我们而是对神说，神啊，
I'm going to spend time reading your word.
我要花时间读你的话语。
Not because that will obligate you to make me more mature.
不是这样的，就是说你就欠了我的，你就一定要让我更像你，更成熟。
But because as I open your word and read it,
而是当我打开你的话语读的时候，
you now are able to speak to me.
现在你就可以对我来讲话。
God, I'm going to be at church on Sunday.
神啊，星期天我要去教会。
Not because that obligates you to bless me.
不是说那样就让你必须得要祝福我。
But because as I gather with other believers, it gives me the opportunity to grow in your image.
而是我跟别的信徒在一起，我们有机会一起来成长。
I'm going to pray.
我要祷告。
I'm going to memorize scripture.
我要背圣经。
I'm going to be a part of a small group.
我要参加门训。
All of these things are part of walking up the mountain to put myself where you can transform me into your image.
所有这些就好像我像摩西那样走到山上，走到神的荣光中，让神来改变我。
A church is to be a maturing church.
一个教会应该是一个成熟的教会。
Growing in the image of Christ.
就是逐渐长成基督的身量。
The second thing I want you to see from what Paul says.
第二点，我从保罗所讲的是说，
A church is to be a united church.
一个教会应该是一个合一的教会。
Verse 13, till we attain to the unity of the faith.
十三节四章以弗所书讲到，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
The church is to be one.
教会应该是一体。
We have many ministries.
我们有很多不同的事工。
We have many small groups.
我们有很多不同的小组。
We have many fellowships.
我们有很多不同的交就是联谊。
But we are one church.
但是我们却是一个教会。
There's a phrase that I love from the book of Acts that describes the church.
我很喜欢《使徒行传》里边描述的教会有一句。
Six times in Acts, it says the church was in one accord.
六次在《使徒行传》上他提到说教会同心合意。
Now I have heard people talk about this church of one accord.
有些人这样来理解同心合意的教会。
Another place it says of one mind.
有些人说他们有一心。
And they said, you know, it was so beautiful in the early church.
他说在早期的初期的教会是这么美。
They all thought alike.
他们的想法都是一样的。
Everyone agreed on everything.
每个人在每件事情的看法
都是一样的。And when there were any decisions to be made, they all held hands.
当他们要做决定的时候，大家都握着拉着手。
And they prayed.
然后他们祷告。
And they sang Kumbaya.
然后他们就唱了一首昆巴雅和平之歌。
That's all very beautiful.
他说都。听上去真的是很美。
It's just not right.
但是却不是这样的。
Because in Acts, they disagreed a lot of times.
但是你去看《使徒行传》，他们有很多次他们是不同，有不同意见的。
Acts 15, they gather together.
在《使徒行传》第十五章的时候，他们聚集在一起。
Part of the church believes that the only way to be a part of the church is to be Jewish.
因为教会的有一部分人相信，你要成为基督徒，你一定要先成为一个犹太人。
And part of the church says, no, the church is open to Gentiles as well.
然后有一部分人说，教会也是对外邦人开放的。
And Acts says there was much disputing.
然后使徒行传上讲了有许多的辩论。
Now in Greek, that means they yelled at each other.
那个辩论的时候，大概也是对对方又吼又叫的。
They argued.
他们在自吵，可能。
Because both sides believe very strongly.
因为
they are right.
两方都对自己所相信的有很坚强的信念，觉得自己是对的。
And this is the church that was in one accord.
这个就是一个同心合意的教会。
You read through Acts.Over and over, they disagree. Some big issues, some small issues.
你看那个《使徒行传》，你读下来，一次又一次的，他们在一些大的事情、小的事情都有不同意见。
They disagree about who's going to take food to the widows.
他们在想说，到底谁应该给那个寡妇膳食。
Sounds like some churches. Who has to wash dishes after Sunday?
所以就像有的教会就是说，那个午餐之后，那谁去洗碗呢
？Paul and Barnabas disagree.
然后保罗跟巴拉巴两个人也有不同意见。
There's all kinds of disagreement.
所以有很多不同意见。
But,
但是
they are in one accord.
他们却同心。
What does that mean?
那个同心意味着什么呢
It doesn't mean they agreed on everything.
同心并不是说他们在每件事情上看法都一致。
It doesn't mean they thought alike.
也不是说他们的想法都一致。
The word one accord comes out of politics.
这个同心呢是从一个政治上的用语。
It's when a group of people say, we want to unite behind this leader.
他们就说有一群人说我们要在这个领袖后边我们要联合起来。
I may disagree with you and you and you on many things.
我跟你可能在很多事情上看法不一致。
But we're going to work together to get this person elected.
但是我们却一起我们要让这个人能被选上。
We have one mission that is bigger than any of our disagreements.
我们有一个使命有一个目标这个比我们我们之间的不同更大更重要。
And in the early church,
在早期的教会
they said,
他们说
We may disagree on many things.
我们可能在很多事情上看法不一样。
But we have one mission that is bigger than any of us.
但是我们有一个使命，有一个任务，比这些都重要，都大。
And that mission
那个使命
will unite us no matter what else happens.
不管说别的发生了什么，这个使命会把我们联合在一起。
Being in one accord.
就是一同心。
Being a united church.
成为一个同心的教会。
Means that even though we may disagree on some things,
意味着虽然我们在一些事情上看法不同
we will never allow those disagreements,
我们却从来不会允许那些不同意见
to tear apart,
把我们撕裂，让我们撕裂我们之间的合一
one church, one family.
这个让我们始终都保持说是一个教会，一个家庭
Here's how important that is.
对我们来讲，这个有多重要呢？
Jesus last night with his disciples.
主耶稣在世上的最后一夜
He is praying.
他在祷告
And he prays that all of them may be one.
他祷告说让他所有的门徒都合为一
Just as you, Father, and I are one.
就如父和我是合一的
And listen to what he says will happen if the church is one.
所以呢听他讲讲说如果教会是合一的话会有什么发生
So that the world may believe that you have sent me.
他说叫世人就可以信是你差了我来
This matters so much to Jesus.
对主耶稣来讲这个是这么重要
That his last night of prayer before he's arrested.
在他被捕的最后的一个祷告是
He says, Father, you and I are one.
他说父啊你和我本为一。
Would you make the church one in the same way?
能不能就是照着我们这样合一，你让教会合而为一
？And if that happens,
如果他们真的是合而为一
，the unity of the church will become a testimony to the world.
这个教会的合一对这个世界就是一个见证。
To the truth of the gospel,
就是能够见证神福音的真实。
Jesus says,
主耶稣说
，When the world around us sees us.
当这个我们周围的世界看到我们
If they see that we love one another,
如果他看到我们彼此相爱
If they see our unity in Christ,
如果他们看到我们在基督里的合一
That will become a testimony to them.
这就对他们来讲是一个见证
That church truly belongs to Christ.
那个教会真的是属于基督
Matthew 18
在马太福音十八章
Jesus is teaching about the church.
主耶稣在教导关于教会的教导
And he uses a word that as a musician I really love.
他用了一个词作为音乐家我真的是很喜欢
If two of you agree about anything.
若是你们中间有两个人同心合意的
Now I'm no Greek expert.
我对希腊语不是很懂
But that word there, I recognize.
但是那边其中有一个词呢，我认出来了。
Symphonio,
它那个意思就是
that we get symphony from.
那个词，那个同心合一，那个词就是交响乐。
And I said, Jesus says we're to be as a church, a symphony.
就是耶稣说，我们作为教会就像一个交响乐团一样。
Now.For those of you who don't go to hear the orchestra, let me explain.
所以你们不去那个交响乐团听音乐的，我可以给你们解释一下。
When you go hear an orchestra,
当你去一个交响乐团的时候
，you don't hear every player playing the same note.
你不会说听到每一个演奏的人都演奏同一个音符。
Just one instrument and one note.
不是所有的都演一个音符。
It's many different instruments.
它有很多不同的乐器。
Many different tones.
也有很多不同的音调。
Many different notes.
也有很多不同的音符。
And it all joins together to make, we hope, a beautiful sound.
然后这些所有的结合在一起，我们希望能够带来一个很美的交响乐。
And Jesus says that's what the church is supposed to do.
然后主耶稣说这就是教会所要做的。
Many different ways of thinking.
很多不同的想法。
Many different notes.
很多不同的音符。
Many different sound quality.
也有很多不同的那个音效，
那个音调。All brought together.
所有这些一起带来的。
United in one purpose.
但是这些所有合在一起就是为了一个目的。
I sat this week after I read that verse.
这个星期我读完这句话后。
Thinking about what the Palm Beach Chinese Chapel Symphony would sound like.
想一想我们中礼堂华人教会乐团交响乐团应该是听起来像什么样呢？
Different languages.
不同的语言。
Mandarin, Cantonese, English.
国语、广东话、英语。
Different ages.
也是不同的年纪。
Children, youth, families, older saints.
少儿、青少年、家庭、老人。
Different nationalities,
不同的国际,
different abilities and gifts,
不同的能力和恩赐,
all united,
所有这些都结合在一起,
in one symphony,
就是成为一个交响乐团,
one purpose,
成为有一个目的,
so that when the world looks at us,
所以当这个世界看到我们的时候,
they say,
他们说,
that's what it means to be the people of God,
那个就是成为神的子民就是那样的。
Look at those people.
你看看那些人。
They love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
They care about one another.
他们在意彼此。
And that becomes a testimony to the gospel.
所以呢，这个就是福音的见证。
The third thing I want you to see this morning.
第三点关于教会就是
God's church is to be an orthodox church, a church committed to the truth.
神的教会是一个正统规范的教会，就是他们对于真理是恒心遵守的。
Until we attain to the knowledge of the Son of God.
直到我们认识神的儿子。
Acts 2 tells us that the early church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
使徒行传二章四十二节讲，这些门徒都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They valued truth.
他们看重真理。
And I want to say to you as a church, we must be people who value truth.
作为教会，我们要成为看重真理的人。
We must be students of the Bible.
我们要成为圣经的学生。
In Acts, it commends a group of Christians at Berea because they searched the scriptures daily.
圣经上，使徒行传称赞比利亚教会，因为比利亚教会的人天天查考圣经。
They didn't just say, well, the pastor says,
他们不是说哦，牧师这么说。
Or worse, a television evangelist says,
或者说是电视上的这个宣教的说什么。
They actually looked it up.
他们真的是考察他们的圣经，他们读他们的圣经。
They said, does it match what scripture says?
他们说，哎，这个牧师他讲的跟圣经上讲的到底相是不是符合。
In the Sunday school class, I've talked to you about Psalm 119.
在今我讲过在主日学诗篇119篇，整个经过诗篇119篇。
It tells us that Scripture is God's one of God's tools to transform us.
它整个是在讲圣经就是神的工具，用来改变我们。
That's why we give you tools to use Scripture in your life.
所以呢，我们就给你一些工具，让你能够把经文圣经用在你的生活中。
That's why Pastor Xi gets up here and says, "Have you memorized the verse?"
所以这就是为什么许牧师每次都要站在那儿说，你有没有把那个经文给背下来？
Because he knows as we learn Scripture and as we plant it, then we have it available for God to bring to our memory when we need it.
他知道说，当我们把神的话语记在心里、种植在心里的时候，神可以用这些经文来光照我们。
When Jesus was tempted,
当主耶稣被试探的时候。
Some of you have asked, "How do I resist temptation?"
有些人就说我怎么样抵挡试探诱惑呢？
Here's one way.
这是其中一个方法。
When Jesus is tempted,
当主耶稣被试探的时候，
How does he respond to the temptation?
他是如何回应那个诱惑和试探呢？
With Scripture.
他就是用经文来回应。
Now let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
How did he know those scriptures?
他怎么知道这些经文呢？
One of my students said one year, "Well, his father wrote it."
然后有一个学生说，因为是他爸爸写的。
Yes, I suppose so.
我想的是。
But the way Jesus knew Scripture was this.
但是他怎么样把圣经记下来是这样的。
from a child.
从小孩开始。
Like every Jewish boy, he
就像每一个犹太人的小男孩。
He had memorized it the same as we did.
他像我们这样要花时间去背经文。
Yes, he was the son of God, but he was also fully human.
他是神的儿子，但是他也是完全的人。
And as a child, he wasn't born with the Bible memorized.
他作为一个小孩，他不是生来就把整个圣经都已经生来就知道整个圣经。
He worked at it just like we would have to.
他就要去努力的去读圣经，就像我们一样。
He took time memorizing.
他要花时间去背圣经。
And when temptation came,
所以当试探来临的时候
he had the words in his mind to respond to that temptation.
所以在他的心里边就有神的话语可以来面对这个试探。
That's why we encourage you to memorize scripture.
所以这就是为什么我们鼓励大家去背神的话。
That's why we encourage you to read through the Bible.
所以那就是为什么鼓励大家要把圣经通读。
To plant God's word.
把神的话种植在心里。
You see,The more you study scripture, the more you understand it.
你越读圣经，越了解圣经。
The better you're equipped to meet temptation.
你就会越预备好能够面对试探。
The better you're equipped to recognize false teaching.
你就更容易能够看出来到底什么是虚假的教训。
Someone told me that when a secret, the treasury agents are learning about counterfeit money.
他们说在那个国库的那个特工员，当他们去辨认这个假钞的时候
，they spend weeks.
他们就花好多个星期
，not looking at counterfeit.
他们不是看那个假钞
，but looking at real money.
他们就看那个真钞
，studying every detail.
就是去观察学习那个真钞的每一个细节。
Of genuine money,
就看那个细节
So that when they see something that is counterfeit,
所以当他们一旦看到假钞的时候
they immediately know,
他马上就知道
this doesn't match the real.
说这个跟那个真钞是不一样
They said they might not even be able to identify what is wrong with it. They just know this doesn't look like.What I've been studying.
他们就是不一定能说出来这个假的假在什么地方，但是他们一看就知道说，哦，这跟我看的真的是不一样的。
And I thought, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful?
我就想说，那个是不是很棒
？If Christians studied this,
如果我们作为基督徒，我们
so careful,
我们这样仔细的来研读我们的圣经
，that when we hear teaching that is false,
当我们听到那个错误的教训的时候，假的教训的时候
，we just know,
我们马上就知道
，that doesn't match.
说哎，跟这个圣经的教导是不同的
That doesn't match God's word.
那跟神的话语是不同的
And then let me say that a true church is to be a loving church.
真正的教会是一个有爱的教会
Paul says it like this.
保罗这样说
Speaking the truth in love.
在爱心里说诚实话
Jesus said there's two great commandments.
主耶稣说有两个大的诫命
Love God with all your heart.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
又要爱邻舍如同自己。
Loving God completely.
完全的爱神。
I talked about that a couple months ago. I'm not going to go back to it today.
大概几个月以前我讲过这个如何全心的爱神。
But we're to love God.
我们要爱神。
A church.That is a true church is to be a church that's known for its love for God.
一个真正的教会是因为他们对神的这种爱而被众人所知晓的。
We are to love one another. We are to love our brothers.
我们要彼此相爱，我们要爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
First John, if anyone says I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar.
约翰一书说，人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。
This commandment we have from him.
这是我们从神所受的命令。
Whoever loves God must also love his brother.
爱神的也当爱弟兄。
I read that and I think, you know, I can understand though loving God.
我当时我读这个，我说当然我能了解说要爱神。
But I don't want to offend anyone. But I have some Christian brothers who aren't very lovable.
我不想冒犯任何人，但是我知道我有一些。弟兄，不是那么可爱的。
I'm not talking about you.
我不是想讲你。
But John says, if I love God, I must love my Christian brothers.
约翰说，如果我爱神，我必须要爱我的弟兄。
And I thought, how can he say they're the same?
我说这个怎么这样说呢？到底什么？这都一样啊。
But imagine that your family comes together at Chinese New Year's for a big dinner.
想一想，如果说是在那个新年中国的春节除夕，大家你全家一起吃饭。
The father's down at the head of the table.
然后爸爸坐在首位。
And a brother turns to his sister and says, "I'm not going to eat with you."
然后一个哥哥转过来对妹妹说，我才不要跟你一起吃饭。
You may have been born into this family, but I don't consider you my sister.
你是在虽然你在这个家里出生，但是我不觉得你是我的妹妹。
Get away from the table.
你就离开这个桌子吧。
How is the father going to feel?
你觉得这个爸爸会怎么感受呢？
He's been insulted.
他肯定是会被侮辱感觉。
A member of his family has been rejected.
他家庭中的一员被拒绝。
John says, if I love God,
约翰说如果我爱神
I must love the members of God's family.
我也要爱神家庭中的人。
Every once in a while, I read somewhere, someone says, I love Jesus, but I don't like the church.
我有时候会过一阵儿就会看到有人就读到有人写到说我爱耶稣但是我不爱教会。
You know, the Bible says that the church is the bride of Christ.
但是圣经上说教会是耶稣的心腹。
Now, I don't know, but I think if I come up to Brother Wingham here,
我想如果我对那个温牧师到他跟前说
and I say, Dr. Wingham, I really, really admire you.
说温牧师我真的很敬佩你。
But have I ever told you how much I dislike your wife?
我有没有告诉你我多不喜欢多讨厌你的太太
It's not going to go well.
你觉得会怎么样呢？肯定我们俩的关系不会好。
I cannot insult his wife.
我不能说去这样子当众侮辱他的太太。
And somehow I don't think Jesus is very happy.
我想主耶稣肯定不是很高兴。
When he hears people say, "Jesus, I really love you."
有人对耶稣说，耶稣，我真的很爱你。
But I despise your wife.
但是我真的是很讨厌你的太太。
No.
那不会的。
We are to love our brothers.
我们要爱我们的弟兄。
And then I want to say to us as Christians, we are to love those outside who we feel don't even deserve love.
我们作为基督徒，我们要去爱那些在我们外边的，甚至我们觉得不配被爱的人。
You see, as a church,
作为教会
people are not going to be drawn to us because they hear.That we have a really nice doctrinal statement.
人们不会说因为我们的这个教义很正确很好，然后他们就会被我们吸引。
I hate to admit it, but no one's going to come to this church because they heard I'm preaching here.
我不晓得要是，但我可能是不会有人就说因为我今天讲到就今天来教会。
But what will draw people?
吸引人来到教会的是什么呢
？Is when needy, hurting people.
而是那些有需要被伤害的人
See and feel
他们能看到能感受到
That we love them
我们真的是爱他们
It is our love for the community around us
而是我们对周围这个社区对周围人的爱
That will draw them
会吸引他们
And so Paul says yes you must speak I'm sorry speak the truth
保罗说是的我们要讲真理
But you must speak it in love.
但是我们必须要在爱心中说诚实话。
I don't like this story very much.
我不太喜欢这个故事。
My wife doesn't like it at all.
我太太一点都不喜欢。
But she's sick today, so I can tell it.
所以，但是她今天生病没来，所以我可以讲这个故事。
Pastor by the name of Tony was speaking out in Arizona.
有一位 Tony 牧师，他在那个亚利桑那讲道。
He'd flown in, and so he had jet lag.
然后他飞到亚利桑那，所以他有时差。
3:00 in the morning, he can't sleep.
然后早晨三点钟他就醒了，睡不着了。
So he looked out his hotel window and saw one of these 24-hour waffle houses.
然后他就看到一个24小时开店的一个店。
He goes over. He's got his book. He's sitting reading.
然后他就
some breakfast.
去那儿，他就读读书啊，吃点早餐。
And he says about 3:30 in the morning, a group of women came into the Waffle House.
然后呢，到早晨3:30的时候，有一群女人进到这个华夫店。
They were streetwalkers.
他们就是妓女。
Finished their evening's work.
然后
they're in the corner.
然后他们就到这个饭店里边来，就是这个早餐店里边。
And he said as he was sitting there listening, he heard one of them say.Tomorrow's my birthday.
然后就听到其中的一个女人就说，女子就说，明天是我的生日。
One of her friends said, Well, what will you do for your birthday?
他一个朋友就说，那你过生日你打算做什么呢？
Nothing.
他说什么也不做。
My family doesn't know where I am.
我的家庭都不知道，家人都不知道我在哪儿。
I don't want them to know where I am.
我也不想他们知道我在哪儿。
It'll just be another day.
他说就是跟以前没有什么区别。
There's not one person in the world.
他说在这个世界上没有一个人。
Who cares that it's my birthday?
会在意说明天是我的生日。
Tony said it. After an hour, they left.
然后过了一个小时，这些女的都离开了。
And he called the manager of the Waffle House over.
然后这个 Tony 牧师呢，就去问这个店里的人。
And he said, "Do they come in every morning?"
他说他们每个早晨是不是三点半都来吗
？Yeah.
那人说是的。
They'll be here tomorrow.
他明天早晨他们也会在这儿。
He said, "What would it cost me to have you bake a birthday cake, buy balloons, and have a party?"
他说那如果让你们烤一个蛋糕，买些那个气球，有一个办一个生日聚会，要花多少钱呢？
The manager gave him a price.
然后这个人就告诉他花多少钱。
Tony paid for it.
然后 Tony 呢就付了这个钱。
The next morning, he's sitting over at 3 o'clock in the morning.
然后第二天早晨三点钟他又过来。
These women come in.
然后这些女的又过来了。
A birthday cake.
然后有一个生日蛋糕。
Happy birthday, Sally.
然后说Sally 生日快乐。
Balloons.
然后有这个气球。
And they said, "What's this?"
然后这个 Sally 说，到底是这是怎么回事
？Manager said, "That man over there."
那个店里的人说，给你一个生日聚会，给你个生日，所以这是他付的。
Who is he?
然后这个女的说，这人是什么人
？Don't know.
他说我也不认识。
They had the party.
然后他们就走了。
They left.
然后在这个他们过完生日聚会就走了。
The manager came over and sat down across from Tony.
然后这个。早餐店里的人就过来坐在他前面 Tony 说
he said, Mister, who are you?
他说先生你到底是谁呀、
啊、And he said, I'm a pastor.
他说我是一位牧师
What kind of a pastor?
他说你是什么样的牧师
Tony said, I'm the pastor of a church.
Tony 说我是一个教会的牧师
That worships a Jesus.
我们敬拜耶稣
Who throws parties for sinners at 3 o'clock in the morning?
就是在早晨三点半为罪人办生日聚会。
And the manager of a Waffle House in Phoenix said.
然后这个华夫店的这个经理就说
，Mister.
他说先生
，There ain't no church like that.
没有这样的教会。
But if there was,
如果有这样的教会
，I would join it.
我就想去参加。
People.
所以大家。
God wants us to be a church.
神想要让我们成为一个教会。
Who speaks the truth?
就是要讲传讲真理。
Who teaches the truth?
也教导真理。
But who speaks it in love?
但是是在爱中来传讲真理。
That goes to people who will never walk in our door.
就是这样的，就是那些人从来不会来我们教会。
And shows them a Jesus.
让他们显示耶稣。
Who loves them?
爱他们的耶稣。
In spite of whatever they've done.
不管他们过去做了什么。
In spite of whatever mess they're in.
不管他们现在是在什么样一个乱七八糟的境况中。
Even though they may deserve.
虽然他们所配得的。
Why?
虽然他们不配得。为什么？
Because we are called to be a church that loves.
因为我们被呼召要成为一个去爱的教会。
In the Roman Empire,
在这个罗马帝国的时候
，infanticide was everywhere.
就是那个杀婴，把婴孩杀死是到处都是。
The child was born and the parents didn't want it.
如果一个婴孩出生了，孩子出生了，父母不想要他。
They wanted a boy and it was a girl.
他们本来想要一个男孩，但生出来的是个女孩。
They would take it out to the city dump.
他们就把这个孩子带到这个城里的这个垃圾堆上。
Christian.
但是基督徒
day after day,
每一天
went to the dump,
他们就去这个城市的这个垃圾堆
and rescued the trash.
就是把这些父母认为是垃圾的孩子给拯救
下来。They raised these babies as their own.
他们把这些孩子像自己的孩子那样来抚养长大。
And that became one of the great testimonies.
那就是对当时在那个罗马世界一个最强有力最伟大的一个见证。
Christians became known as the people who loved the unwanted babies.
所以基督徒他们所得到的称号就是他们去爱那些不想要的婴孩。
People who loved the people who no one else loved.
他们去爱那些没有人会去爱的人。
And through that,
就是因为这些
as the early church became what God called them to be,
当这个早期的教会成为神呼召他们所成为的样子的时候
the church grew,
然后就教会就开始成长
from 120,
从一刚开始的120个人
to 3,000,
然后到3,000人
to by the end of the first century,
到那个
the gospel has gone to every corner.Of the Roman Empire.
到一世纪的时候，福音已经传遍了罗马帝国的所有的角落。
God has put us here.
神把我们放在这里。
He has put you here.
他把你放在这里。
He's put you here for a purpose.
他放的把你放在这里是有目的的。
He's made you part of this church for a purpose.
他把你让你成为这个教会的一员是有目的的。
It's not an accident.
不是一个偶然的。
Some of you came here because you just were looking for somewhere that.Spoke Chinese.
也许有些人来就是想找一个能讲中文的地方。
Some of you came because you were driving down the road and saw a church.
有些人就是哦，你正好开车路过，见到这儿有一个教会。
But you're not here by accident.
你在这里绝对不是偶然。
You're not part of this church by accident.
你成为这个教会的一员不是偶然。
God has brought you here.
神把你带到这里。
He has molded us. He has formed us.
他把我们塑造，把我们 成为
to be his church,
成为他的教会
his people,
成为他的子民
And as we are united,
当我们联合起来我们合一的时候
as we are growing in his image,
当我们在他的形象里成长的时候
as we hold to the truth of his word,
当我们坚守神的真理的时候
as we love one another,
当我们彼此这样相爱的时候
We love a world out there.
我们也去爱那个那外边的世界。
God wants to build us into a church that will accomplish His purpose.
神想要把我们建造成一个能够成就他旨意的教会。
In our world.
在我们的这个世界上。
And His purpose is always far bigger than we can imagine.
他的心意，他的目标总是大于我们所能想象的。
And I can't think of anything more exciting than for us to get to be a little part.Of accomplishing that purpose.
我们真的是，我觉得没有任何事情比能够成就神的旨意更令人兴奋的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for Palm Beach Chinese Church.
神啊，我真的是为我们棕榈滩华人教会感谢你。
I thank you that you have brought us together.
谢谢你把我们带到一起。
You've given us a wonderful group of people.
你给我们一群可爱的、很棒的人群。
You've given us a beautiful building.
你给我们一个很好的教堂。
But Lord, would you give us a vision?
求你神给我们这个意象。
Beyond our building.
就是超过我们这个教堂本身。
A vision beyond just having nice services.
就是这个意象超过说不单单有一个好的聚会。
In a nice Church,
不是光有一个好的教会
with nice people.
而且也有很好的会员
Would you give us a passion to be your people?
求你给我们这种热忱要成为你的百姓
A passion to be your church
有这种热忱要成为你的教会
Would you give us a hunger to grow in your image?
求你好不好给我们这种渴慕让我们能够想要成为你的形象
And would you give us a love for each other?
求你给我们彼此相爱的心。
And a love for the people around us.
求你给我们就是爱周围人的心。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。